listener production.
A crucial Christmas message to keep you safe. Could Yarrawonga split from Moira Shire and a pair of car fires seeing two vehicles destroyed? Hi, it's Lee Jollo with a local news update. Sunny for the border northeast and Goulburn Valley, possible shower in Gippsland. We're heading for 26 in Albury-Wodonga, 27 in Shepparton and 20 in Warragul. Slowing down is the most important thing drivers can do to ensure they don't add to an already high regional Victorian road toll over the Christmas season. The TAC is warning with our roads about to get a lot busier over the next few weeks, road users need to remain on alert. Head of Road Safety Samantha Cofield says that message is particularly important in the bush.
Sadly, this year we've already seen more people lose their lives on Victorian roads compared to the same time last year. And tragically, this increase has occurred entirely from deaths on regional roads.
Fed up Yarrawonga residents are hoping their campaign to establish their own council is gaining traction. They're upset over what they believe is neglect to their town by Moira Shire over the years, despite being a relatively high proportion of the Shire's ratepayers. Yarrawonga resident Johnny Leary is leading the charge with the petition. He claims proposals such as works on an ageing pool and other infrastructure are among the projects being knocked back for the community.
Just feel we've missed out on funding and spending for projects and infrastructure for years and years. And a lot of the decisions that are getting made for our town are all getting done in Cobram, and a lot of them proposals just get knocked back.
Labor's Jordan Cronulli is set to hand Dan Andrews his 55th seat as she pulls ahead in the battle for Bass. She strengthened her lead over the Liberals' Aaron Brown to 211 votes, with less than 1,000 votes still to count. 89.1% of the votes have been counted, and crucially, the ABC's vote tracker now lists the seat as ALP likely, a change from ALP ahead. A full distribution of preferences to confirm the winner is expected on Wednesday. A pair of car fires yesterday in dramatically different circumstances, one in Maroopna and another at Corowa. The Corowa car is thought to have been stolen in Wodonga on Sunday night before being found early Monday morning. Crews were quick on the scene, but the car was destroyed after being located near the skate park. Police are investigating the theft. And at Maroopna, crews were called to McFarlane Road. They've been told the driver stopped after aircon issues led to smoke coming from under the bonnet. From there, the car quickly went up in flames. It took 12 firefighters about 20 minutes to get it under control. And new smoking data has showed where the most Aussies are still engaging in the deadly habit on a daily basis. Australian-born English-speaking males who lived in areas of disadvantage are the most likely to be lighting up. Let's look at some sport now, and the gold medals just don't stop for Boss Boxing, with 3-1 at the weekend's Australian amateur boxing titles down in Melbourne. The Border's Latrell McGrath won in the junior midweight, while Jake Ruse struck gold in the intermediate junior welterweight against his Queensland opponent. And Jason O'Rourke capped off an impressive battle, becoming the cruiserweight champion. Coach Corey Pyle from Boss Boxing in Wodonga says it puts the Border on a national stage.
To have that calibre of fighters here on the Border, and there is a lot of local shows throughout the year, so our boys being at that level means that we can sort of bring in those Tasmanians and those Queenslanders here to the Border to compete against.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.